Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Hartman of St. Louis Magazine and Donnybrook, our guest on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Morning, Ray.
Hey, morning.
So what did you think of the MLS result last night? Prop 1 passing by 20%, Prop 2 losing by 6%.
Well, the biggest surprise to me was I predicted it correctly, which I very seldom do.
You thought Prop 1 would pass and Prop 2 would fail?
Yes, I said so. And I think I said that on Donnybrook. This wasn't something I was actively, you know, campaigning about. I didn't write. I wrote one column in the January magazine, St. Louis Magazine, and laid this out. And what I said then, I'll say now, I hope we get an MLS team still. I don't know that it's, you know, we'll find out, I guess, today or whenever if it's truly dead. I hope we get a team. And I think I said, much to the chagrin of some of my Donnybrook colleagues, that I thought that the guys putting this together should get every dime available to any other economic development tools that would normally go to any other project in the city. And in fact, they were apparently going to get free land and some infrastructure. And to me, they should have got whatever tax credits are out there. You know, all the normal stuff, some of which I don't like, that anybody else should get. I did not think it made sense, but I don't vote in the city. I didn't think it made sense to do essentially general revenue in a city that is so crime-ridden and so many other issues that it has. And obviously, collectively, the voters felt the same way. You know, you can't. I know a lot of people in the sports community are going to be upset, but I don't think you'd be mad at city voters. I mean, they obviously weren't in a no tax mood. They weren't in some anti-tax mood. They passed virtually everything else on the ballot, and they just collectively didn't want to put revenue into a soccer stadium. And I don't blame them. Again, it'd be nice if these guys can find a way to do it. These stadiums have been privately financed in Orlando and Minneapolis and San Jose and L.A. and Columbus. There's other places that the stadiums have been built without public money. And, you know, it's up to – I can't tell these guys how to spend their money, but I hope we get a team.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that. A number of people who I would consider – I'm not saying that you're saying in the know – but people whose opinions, I think, people at the very least.
I'm not in that. No.
Right. No, and that's what I'm saying. So, but people who would be considered credible shapers here in the area are not saying that this is dead. You're not the only one. This has been a common theme. Dave Peacock was on our show less than 24 hours ago, and he said there is no plan B. But nonetheless, the MLS statement last night did say this is a setback. So it seems like there is some kind of cryptic opening still there.
I hope there is. Let's be clear about something. The MLS, in December, there was a really good piece, if you look at it, at SI.com, that was a great overview of all the cities looking for a team. And in that article, it said very clearly that the MLS was not the MLS. This is according to Garber in that article. The MLS wasn't requiring St. Louis to pass this vote. It was he said that the local soccer guys that he was, you know, with, that he said they viewed this vote as a referendum on whether St. Louis would support soccer. It's a very big difference. The MLS, now, when he came to the rally last week, obviously he had to say, you got to pass this or we won't have a team, because that was their message. But the MLS never had a specific requirement of St. Louis to have a public vote or have public financing of the stadium. They, frankly, I don't think care. They want a stadium at a certain level, and they have said that it's the local group that is not either unable or unwilling to finance the stadium. And I think that's the $64 question or whatever, $60 million question, and that is, I don't think they question that if it was just a matter of getting it built, the banks would be happy to lend money to these guys. This is a very respected and powerful, you know, large group of people. But they're not billionaires necessarily, like some of the guys like a Stan Kroenke or Voldemort, if you prefer to call them. And so the question really becomes, is it a good business decision for them if they have to do the debt service on a stadium to do this team? And you know, they have every right to say it isn't. I mean, they don't owe anybody anything. But I think that's what it comes down to now. is not whether they can do it, but whether it's a decent business deal for them without public subsidy.
It'd kind of be hard to believe that they would just walk away from it all right now, don't you? I mean, if you can get a franchise for $150 million now, and it might be worth double that in a few years?
It's actually, you understate it. Forbes 2016 numbers have it at 185, according to them, not us, but the average MLS team, at 185, and it went up 80% in 3 years, according to Forbes. That's just right out there. 2016, average MLS franchise is worth 185, which is why one of the things that amused me is everybody talked about how much these guys put in. The $150 million they paid was probably a bargain. You know, it's like if you buy a $300,000 house, you're not out $300,000. You have the house, okay? You know, I mean, so it's like if they paid this franchise fee, this wasn't some penalty like Kroenke was paying to move the Rams to L.A. This was actually the cost of getting a $185 million franchise. So yeah, I mean, I hope they do it. I mean, like I say, I know at least some of the people in this, and I think they're good folks. I said from the start in my column I wrote in January, I said, let's not vilify each other. There's some people, I'm naturally against public financing of stadiums. That's just who I am. But I am not against them getting, you know, the normal economic development stuff that anybody else would get. And, I just don't know. I will have to see. Let's not forget that do you remember when the Cardinals went to the state for $250 million? And their argument, and I was part of this argument, you know, debating Jeff Rainford and others on this, that they argued very clearly that they could build the stadium, but that they couldn't afford they couldn't compete. That was their argument. That's why they wanted $250 million from the state of Missouri. Well, the state turned them down, and guess what happened? They built the stadium, and they won two World Series in the first 6 years. So sometimes these statements made in advance of a, you know, request change. We'll have to see. I just don't know. I it's too early. I don't have any prediction at all about whether they're going to find a way to do this. I hope they do, because I'd like to see us get a team. And I don't, for example, I haven't heard anybody talk about setting up a tax district around the stadium where they would get some part of future revenues from the soccer team. Now, I may be wrong. I don't think this was included. That's how we do the loop trolley is being done in U City, where there's money raised out of a special sales tax in the loop to support the loop trolley. And the only people who pay it are people who shop in the loop. I happen to own a store there. And that's fair. I mean, people who shop in the loop pay a little extra sales tax, and it goes toward helping run the loop trolley. Well, if they did something like that, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I mean, I wouldn't love it, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think that, you know, I think the voters should not be criticized. I mean, the voters collectively supported virtually everything else on the ballot. So it's not like they were in some anti-tax mood, but they just didn't want to do the soccer stadium.
And what do you think the root of that was?
I don't live in the city. It's how I would have voted, because it's just not an appropriate general revenue expenditure for a city that has such a problem with its in the area of crime and in so many other areas. It's just not an appropriate thing, in my opinion. Again, my opinion didn't matter. I didn't vote there. But I think that was it. I think that enough people didn't feel comfortable with that as a priority. And I think they, you know, shouldn't be criticized for it. You know, we have some regional issues. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about St. Louis, you really – and it shouldn't just be the county. I mean, the county and St. Charles and Jefferson County, I mean, theoretically, all of the region would benefit from having a team here, to some extent, and yet, you know, nobody else was going to be asked to participate but this, you know, financially strapped city of ours. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen today and in the next weeks. It may be dead. If it is, you know, it's not – let's not mistake MLS for, a needle mover. And frankly, even the big franchises like the NFL don't really have that much impact on a local economy. I think we've seen that. There hasn't been any great hit to the local economy because the Rams left. I don't, you know, again, I'd rather have sports teams than not have them. Although I'll tell you this, I'd rather have sports teams that work. I'd rather have fewer teams do well than just have them to have them. And I'm not sure anymore that there's a corporate sports buy that can support a whole lot more than it's supporting now. And I think that's part of this, by the way. I think part of the question is, and again, these are good guys. I have no problem with the MLS group. But they had to look at this and ask, is this really – this isn't a no-brainer like an NFL team. You know, St. Louis is – they have to get corporate dollars. And those corporate dollars are in competition with, among other entities, the Blues and the Cardinals. In fact, they play during this Cardinals season. That is, you know, we have one of the premier baseball franchises. I believe you're aware of that. And they have a big footprint in a town this small. You know, the Cardinals get as much revenue as the New York Mets do, but they're not playing in New York. Mm-hmm. And so you got to ask, if you want to look at this and say, well, what's going to happen? It may just be too marginal an investment for these guys if they don't have public subsidy. And if that's the case, then we'll probably just move on, you know? I mean, we've lived without an MLS team. I'm sure we'll be fine without one. I would personally prefer to see us get one. But now it's going to come down to whether it's just a business decision for these guys.
I'm personally frustrated that we've got that dome sitting there that we're still paying for, and there's just no way at all to turn that into a soccer stadium. It's just an impossibility.
If you read anything at all about soccer, they do not. It's just not. MLS is very specific about what it wants. They have been so specific about soccer-only stadiums. And they got 10 cities vying for one or two spots, man. They don't need to do that. And they don't want that. And frankly, it wouldn't even be good for the city. I mean, that is just not going to happen, okay? And we say we're paying for it. Look, we made a deal to keep the Rams here and to get the Rams to come here in 95. And part of the deal was we effectively signed a 20-year lease with the Rams. They had a very easy get-out-of-jail-free clause. And we can try to recreate all that if we want. We basically took a risk in 1995. And as somebody that got to go to watch two Super Bowls, I think it was worth the risk. But there was a lot of pain at the end. And, you know, they're going to eventually probably tear that building down. It's like a lot of people have been like the Georgia Dome and do something else with it. You know, it is what it is, man. These things don't have that long a shelf life. Look at the Georgia Dome. They just blew the whole thing up after 20 years.
Yeah, they move on with stadiums there quickly.
I think it's horrible, but my point is, no, there's no chance that they would have done it. They would do a soccer team there. I am positive of that. And so the point is, you know, I think if you look at San Jose, for $105 million, a former St. Louisan named Lou Wolf built a stadium 3 years ago, MLS only, or soccer only. And it's state-of-the-art enough that they just played the MLS All-Star game there, okay, for $105 million privately financed. You know, we had guys come in, and your friend Dave Peacock and others, we have to have a $200 million stadium. And it's like, well, why do we have to have a $200 million stadium if they just built one 3 years ago in San Jose for $105? Well, we do. Okay. Then all of a sudden, we didn't. Then we have to have a $140 million stadium. Well, why do we have to have a $140 million? I mean, in other words, I don't know, man. I just tell you, these guys throw these things out like they came down on a tablet, and then it changes. When this deal first started, what was it, 6-8 months ago, whatever it was going to be $200 million to buy a franchise, which came down to $150, and it was going to be $200 to do a stadium, which came down to $140. But every time that came down, the amount of money that this group had to put in came down. And the reason for that, I think, is what I said. This is a marginal business decision. And these guys don't owe it to you or me or the community to do this if it's not a good business deal for them.
Ray Hartman's our guest here on the Appliances Counter Phone Lines. I'm sorry, Ray, you were getting
no,
in.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I always enjoy our conversations. We both are very loquacious.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, it's good. Our listeners always like to hear your perspective. Dave Peacock last night, per Jacob Long of KSDK, said too many people sit on the sidelines and chirp and bitch and don't do anything. Get off your ass and get involved. Clearly, Peacock, frustrated after his second effort in 16 months, comes up short. Your thoughts on what Peacock had to say?
He is not on the moral high ground here, okay? He doesn't get to appoint himself king and tell everybody what they got to do to make his little projects work, okay? They wasted $17 million public dollars, you know, on a completely hopeless deal that even if Kroenke had not made it to L.A., the chance of Stan Kroenke and the NFL putting $500 million into a city they wanted to leave was exactly zero, and they knew it. And they spent $17 million making themselves feel good anyway. And I know I'm going to get everybody mad because he's a hero and all that. Nonsense. You know, he doesn't have the right to make anybody else feel guilty that the city taxpayers who are facing all the troubles they have decided not to put $40 or $60 million into a soccer stadium. Okay, he doesn't have the right to say that, in my opinion, right to say it. I think he's wrong to say it. Now, having said that, I'll say it again. I think it would be better to have a team, and if they can figure out a way using normal economic development tools to help make it possible, fine. But don't be laying this at anybody's doorstep. You know what I mean? And it's like, come on. This is a team that plays 17 home games a year in a sport that is, you know, soccer is ingrained in St. Louis, but the MLS isn't. Most people can't name the top five players in the MLS that aren't diehard soccer fans. And, you know, let's not turn this into something it's not. This is not a test of civic loyalty on these voters or anybody else. And I also said, don't vilify people on the other side as being immoral or whatever if they support this subsidy. I wrote that real clearly. I said, can't we get along? You know, because this is not something that should be tearing us apart. This isn't about, you know, good and evil here. It's real simple. Is this a good business decision for these guys if it's not subsidized? And they're saying up to this point that it isn't, and we'll see. If it isn't, then we'll just move on to something else. You know, this is no reflection on St. Louis, and it's no reflection on anybody who voted against it or was against it. And as I say, some of the people in there that in particular, the St. Louis guys like Kavanaugh and O'Loughlin and some of these people are just absolutely great civic leaders, and they shouldn't be criticized for trying. But now we'll have to see whether they think, you know, now that this is not available to them, if they can make it work. I hope they can. You know, I hope they can, because I don't think it's impossible, but I don't see their numbers. And as I said, the real issue is going to be how marginal it is for them, which is something they can't discuss publicly, obviously. But they've got to be, are they really sure they can sell a 22,000-seat stadium? And are they really sure they can sell the corporate sponsors? I think those are the issues now that they face. And you know, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I hope they decide to do it. But if I had a bet on it, I'd say they're not going to, by the way. But I hope they decide to do it.
Well, if they do, they got to hurry up and do it, don't they? Because the MLS is ready to move. They're ready to move on with expansion.
Yeah, I think they'd have to make a decision very quickly. I think they'd have to make a decision. And the interesting thing is, if they went back to Garber and said, you know what, we sat out with a new mayor, and we think we can do a few things economic development-wise that will make this work for us, and we're in. I think that the answer would be, we're in. I think St. Louis would get the team. I didn't originally think so, but I actually do now think that if these guys put it together, that St. Louis, and you know, one of the main reasons we'd be in is because the Rams left, and they look at the void in spending, because these guys understand what a sports corporate pie is. They look at the void from the Rams leaving and think that an MLS team can thrive. Did you see what they're talking about doing in San Diego?
No.
Some guys are proposing like a $2.5 billion privately financed complex that the MLS would be part of. And that was in the San Diego press, I think, in February. I mean, so we have competition, but I don't know that they're going to do it, but, you know, I think that this isn't a time for people to be beating up on each other. We'll have to see. I hope they do, because I think it'd be fun for us to have a team.
Ray, final question for you, sir, and feel free to elaborate as much as you would like. It seems like the call for a merger, regionalization, whatever the case might be, has grown even louder over the last 9 hours, I would suppose. And it certainly grew from perhaps a voice in the wilderness once the Rams left in January of 2016. Your thoughts on the city-county element and how a merger would have perhaps played a role in helping.
Well, I've been on this train for about 40 years. I mean, we have a terrible structure here. We have artificially frozen borders, okay, going back to the 1870s, okay? And the city, what we call the city and what other people call their city, are two different things. When you're talking about virtually any other city in America, when they say city, areas like University City and Clayton are part of it. So when we measure our numbers next to other cities, they aren't frozen. They didn't freeze their borders in the 1870s. Our city is an artificial entity, okay? It's not the same as a city defined in virtually any other place in America. Their Claytons are part of their city. So the problem with a merger itself is, if the St. Louis just enters the county, like I live in U City, if the St. Louis just becomes part of the county like U City is, I don't know that that fixes this. And so I'm not very optimistic about it happening, but our problem is on the only time we can really function well is if the city and county have some kind of mutual participation. Look at the Zoo Museum District. That wouldn't have happened without St. Louis County, which puts most money into it, and it's in the city. And so, yeah, I'd like to see us, in a perfect world, there would be, St. Louis and city and county would be one big entity with 25 boroughs called the City of St. Louis, and we would suddenly look like one of the stronger cities in the Midwest, at least. And, you know, we'd be a city of 1.3 million people, and that would be really cool. That isn't going to happen. So, yeah, I think it'd be nice to do it. I just don't see – I don't even see the political will for the city to reenter the county, which would mostly eliminate a lot of waste and stuff. I don't know if you know, the city passed, I think, if I read correctly, they had a majority but not enough votes to eliminate one of the Recorder of Deeds office. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, if the city just entered the county, you just eliminate some duplication. To get at what you're talking about, you'd really have to have the city and county essentially functioning as one unit. And then it would work great.
Ray Hartman, St. Louis Magazine, and Donnybrook. Always great to have you on the show, and
hey,
have a good long discussion.
And again, let's keep your heads up. We'll see what happens. I really do hope we get a team somehow.
Appreciate it, Ray. Thanks, Ben.